This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. Reflecting here back on K-State's latest Garden Hour webinar, we're going to touch upon several of the principles which were discussed there on establishing pollinator plants in one's landscape for continuous food sources for pollinators. And the one who covered this on the Garden Hour webinar is with us now. Jason Graves is the Central Kansas Extension District Horticulture Agent. Jason, this is something that has gained a little more interest amongst homeowners in recent years, bringing pollinators in. Talk about that, if you would.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's one of my favorite things to discuss with some of our constituents is just thinking through pollinators or just the interest there in beneficial insects in general also and just how we support those and then maybe some gardening practices that we can utilize as we, even in our little backyards, can have a pretty dramatic impact on biodiversity, you know, when we choose to participate in the ecosystem and support the insects and the food chain that's there around us.
It's all tied together. And the idea here, as you promoted during the webinar, was providing that continuous, stressing that word, continuous food resource for pollinators. That means selecting plants strategically here.
Yeah, Eric, kind of the big idea we've been discussing was just the thought that, you know, we want to, when we get into thinking through pollinators, we realize that some of our bees, you know, such as a bumblebee, for example, has quite a unique life cycle. And, you know, there's some periods during the year where they're solitary and periods where they're social. But regardless, they need some sort of food source throughout the entire year in order to, you know, survive and thrive. And so we want to take that into account as we plan and plant in our landscapes. And so being aware that, for example, a bumblebee queen overwinters, that's the only portion of the bumblebee colony that overwinters is the queen. And so early in the spring, you know, right away, that queen needs resources, food and nectar and pollen to begin that new colony. And so we're thinking through, you know, how can we as gardeners provide those resources from early spring all the way to late fall throughout the life cycle that these pollinators have so that they can thrive and continue to provide the services of pollination and various things they contribute.
So is there an array of plant material that will serve that need?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the neat thing, I think, as people get into learning more about some of our native plants, some of our, of course, here in the prairie, you know, we have some real awesome plants that are tough, but also provide the food sources for these pollinators. And, you know, thinking through some of our early spring plants, you know, our summer flowers and our fall flowers, we have quite a palette, you know, we can choose from once we get kind of interested in planting. And so we look at anything from, you know, the spring bulbs that are popping up right now. Many of those can be beneficial for pollinators. We also have some early spring flowers that we commonly look for, like spiderwort or columbine, some of these wonderful natives that provide those spring resources. But, you know, we go into summer and fall, and we also consider other plants that, you know, are going to be blooming, especially late in the year when a lot of the pollinators are getting ready to overwinter, or needing those final resources. And so, you know, we look at things like the sunflowers or the goldenrod, the asters, the different things that are out there to support those. And believe me, we could create quite a list to draw from. And, you know, there's a lot of variety to consider with these plants, and we can find something for any landscape.
Folks can take in the replay of the webinar, which is stored online for viewing. It's as easy as going to K-State Garden Hour webinar. Search for it under that title, K-State Garden Hour webinar, this latest edition on pollinator plants for continuous food sources incorporated into the home landscape. It's a great project for folks to follow up on. Jason, thank you for these brief moments right here.
Oh, glad to be here, Eric. Thanks for the time.
That's Jason Graves, Central Kansas Extension District Horticulture Agent. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.